Democratic presidential hopefuls met on stage for the 10th time Tuesday in Charleston, South Carolina, for what turned into a pretty wild debate before the primary a week ahead of Super Tuesday. Political director Rick Klein is in Charleston.
The barbs were going very fast, but so is the voting. Everyone recognizing right now that this is Bernie Sanders' race to lose. Joe Biden having a kind of performance that might solidify his standing here in South Carolina. And Mike Bloomberg, stronger than he was a week ago, but still not exactly the performance he needed to get back in the conversation. So some of the dynamics in this race still very fluid after a wild debate.
That's ABC's Rick Klein.
Kansas City police asking for help from the public, identifying two suspects in a shooting earlier this month. Authorities say two people in hooded sweatshirts walked into the Northeast Market on St. John Avenue and opened fire back on the 9th. KCPD is out with surveillance video of the suspects entering and then fleeing. Two shooting victims taken to the hospital after that.
Zach Sanford had two goals and an assist, leading the St. Louis Blues to a wild 6-5 victory over the Chicago Blackhawks.
Mizzou takes on Vanderbilt tonight in college basketball.
In money news, Panasonic won't comment on reports that it is planning to end its partnership with Tesla to produce solar panels at a factory in New York State. It will continue making batteries for Tesla's electric vehicles. The agreement to work on solar energy dates back to 2016.
Cold and cloudy start, sunshine later on, high right around 38. Check this out tomorrow. Clouds, 50 the high, 50 again on Friday, and we may kiss 60 this weekend.